Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Michael Van Tool Show today. We have an exciting show ready for you today. Got a lot of things to talk about. Of course, this is the Lions crazy fever going on here in Detroit. The atmosphere is electric, and you could feel it. Even last night, I was downtown last night, out and about, enjoying the sights and sounds last night. I'll talk about the Sphinx concert. You know, this the classical music competition and concert by the Sphinx organization last night to help Black and Latino and young people of color in the classical arts. It was a great concert down at the Max Fisher Orchestra Hall last night on Woodward. Be talking about that, but the excitement, the electricity in the air in this town is very strong for the Tigers. I'm going down to Ford Field tonight. I got tickets. We got tickets. I'm going with a group of four, Mrs. Van Tool, myself, and a couple other people. We're going down to the Lions game. So happy Lions Day. Happy Lions Day. We got to call it something because the Lions have never been this far in the NFL playoffs ever. So what an exciting day this will be. I'm getting all excited already, but good morning. This is the Michael Van Tool Show, an inspirational community affairs program by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, brought to you by Trillion Realty and the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. Then we have the Sunday morning team, too. Oh, and this is the home of Detroit's spiritual ambassador, missionary Hattie Humphrey. She was almost with us last Sunday. But if you want to find out, you know, where's missionary Hattie Humphrey, Detroit spiritual ambassador, you know, she helped mentor some of the biggest churches, the pastors of some of the biggest churches here in Metro Detroit over the decades. She's been a mentor to pastors, to elected officials, a spiritual advisor, and if you knew her as a friend, you know missionary Humphrey is one of those people that as a friend that you can count on. I've seen her. We've been out to church services, and if she had 20 singles in her pocket, excuse me. If she had 20 singles in her pocket, she would find the kids in the church, and she would give all of the kids as many singles as she had. She would try to give a single, a dollar or two to every child in that church. It's amazing. But this is the home of missionary Humphrey. All right. Let me go to the Sunday morning team. We have a team here this morning. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, lifestyle editor, author, speaker, podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Happy Sunday. And yes, go Lions. It is Happy Lions Day. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Shout out to missionary Hattie Humphrey. And good morning, Detroit.
Yes, it's Lions Day today. Good morning, gospel artist, minister, community worker, Randall Smith. Good morning, Minister Smith.
Good morning, everyone.
Excellent, excellent. And then some of the team is going to be joining us in a few minutes. I'm getting text messages here. Like I said, I was out last night down at the Sphinx concert for young black and Latino string players, classical musicians. And, this is every year. Of course, you all may remember that I was vice president of the James Tatum Foundation for the Arts when James Tatum was alive. And I wish, I don't know, maybe I have to do something. Because when he died a few years ago, the organization just ended and stopped. And maybe, some people have told me this is the year I need to step up and just kind of do what I know I need to do. But there's a lot of black kids in this town that they're not doing rap, they're not doing R&B, they're not, wasting their time. They're classical musicians playing instruments. They know music, they read music, but they don't have the resources, the money, the context to take it further. And maybe that's what I need to do, is to help to revive that organization, the James Tatum Foundation for the Arts. I think after sitting and watching those talented kids last night down at the Max Fisher, I think I'm going to call Mrs. Tatum this week and have a conversation with her about reviving the James Tatum Foundation, of which I was vice president for many years, to see if we can revive this organization and get these and get the help black kids to get money, help, resources, so they can further their career. I think I'm going to do that because it's got to be done, and at some point we got to step up and do it. But last night, hundreds and hundreds of people attended the 27th annual Sphinx Competition Finals concert at the Max Fisher Music Center on Woodward last night, and the grand prize winner, and we all in the audience, we had to vote using our smartphones, and the winner got a $50,000 check. That's how serious this is. DTE president Rodney Cole presented the winner with a $50,000 check last night. They had the final three, the finalists. I think one of them got $5,000, another one got $25,000, and the grand prize winner got $50,000. Great night last night out with Mrs. Van Tool. Had a great time down, and it was on Detroit Public TV. So great time. All right. And then also, let me just introduce another member, our newest member of the Sunday morning team, Nurse Nikki, with the new Selfishly Healthy. Wait, what's the name of your segment? Nikki, good morning.
Good morning. Selfishly Healthy.
Selfishly Healthy, that's right. Selfishly Healthy. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, absolutely well. Absolutely well. How's everyone else doing this morning?
Of course you would be, because you're our health you're our health person, so that means I don't even have to ask you. You'll always be healthy. Well, great. Thank you, and we'll hear from you in a few minutes too. All right. Let's see. Let me give you one little update. We'll take a station break, and we'll come back with the news. Wayne County Community District 6 update. Of course, many of you know that I am Community Affairs Representative for Wayne County Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick. Here's an update. We're having, now these dates are in March. We're getting ready to have our first Getting to Know Wayne County workshop or community meeting, and it's going to be at the Redford Community Center. Our guest, special guest speakers will be Wayne County Indigent Defense Services Representative. Also, Wayne County Roads will be talking about the status of some of the major projects. And if you had questions about, and I do, I got questions because I want to know, and I'm on the far west side, so I'm always in Redford and Livonia and stuff all day, every day. I want to know, when are they going to redo Newburgh Road between Warren Avenue and I-96? It's a wreck. It's a train wreck over there. So that's my question. I'm working to set up the meeting, but I already got my question for Wayne County Roads right now. The war on trash, Commissioner McCormick created the war on trash. You know, we go out every summer cleaning up the streets around the west side of Detroit and Redford. But in the wintertime, the fight changes, and it's a more of a legislative thing in Lansing. The commissioner is working on reducing carbon our footprint in carbon footprint in Wayne County, in Lansing, and writing legislation to reduce the use of microplastics. There's a lot of stuff that we're using, a lot of plastics. Plastics take forever to degenerate. I mean, all that stuff, water bottles, plastic, all the stuff that there's a lot of plastics we use every day that they don't degrade. They sit there as trash and they never degrade. We'll never see those plastics degrade, and we have to stop using a lot of those plastics that don't degrade, because they'll be around here. If you throw some plastic out on your front lawn, it's gonna be there forever, forever, really.
Yeah.
So we've got to reduce that and the trash. I went into a parking lot in Detroit the other day, and I was wondering, why is this, what's so different about this parking lot here and a parking lot in Novi or Rochester or Northville? Guess what? It was trash. It was so much trash in the parking lot in Detroit. And we got to stop, you know, throwing trash out the car, just throwing trash. We got to remember, we live here. So many people park, they eat the McDonald's combo, and guess what? They open the door, put the whole combo, the trash, right out the door, and then they drive off. That's not how you treat your community. I'm so glad I'm a part of the war on trash. In March, the Commissioner McCormick will be reading his kindergartners up to third graders in Detroit and Redford for Reading History Month in March. And then also, Commissioner McCormick created the Wayne County Youth Council, and 17 kids from different Wayne County cities, we're going to take them to Lansing on March 13th to meet lawmakers and see them in action so they can learn about government. So I'm excited about that. I go every year to take the kids to Lansing to learn about the legislature and how things operate in Lansing and all that. So, all right, when we come back, we have the latest in news and weather and all the lion stuff we're going to talk about in a few minutes. We'll be right back.
This segment of programming is brought to you by Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, specializing in business insurance. As your business evolves, so will your risk. Sharp & Associates will identify potential risk to your business and explore insurance options. A plan will be customized based on the specific needs of your business. In addition, Sharp specializes in auto, home, medical, life, and health insurance. Whatever your needs, we provide a wide range of insurance products to choose from. Protect your company and your livelihood for the long term with Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency. Contact us now at 833-668-0086 or go to our website, sharp-insurance.com. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything's
all right, we're back. Let me let you guys know, and thanks for all of those who are listening online and those who that I run into on a daily basis as I go out. I was out at a couple of events yesterday, ran into a lot of people, and thank you for listening to the show, man. But I tell you what, we've got some plans. I've been talking with another network, and we're looking at going video. So be ready. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get it ready for between now and the summer to go video. So we're working on it. Video plus, that's all I can say. Video plus. I'm working. I've got meetings. I've talked to them. We're going to do it, that's for sure. It's just a matter of when, and I want to get it set up. So be ready, Sunday morning team. We are going to be on video at some point. So that our listeners can see us in action. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by Cosine Productions and artist and playwright Dykema Matthews, featuring songs written and performed during this season by Dykema Matthews, music by Jamel Butler. Thank you for supporting the Michael Van Tool Show. All right. In the news this morning, in Florida, why is it Florida always have the craziest? A repossession agent was shot multiple times in his truck as he tried to pick up a vehicle from a driveway in Florida, police say. The 28-year-old employee arrived at the home around noon 3 days ago, January 25th, to repossess a vehicle, according to a news release from the Port St. Lucie Police Department. As the agent lined up his pickup truck in the driveway, the homeowner and person in possession of the vehicle ran out of his home, police said. In a video recorded by a neighbor and shared by WPDF, he is seen putting himself between the repossession truck and his vehicle. He yells at the driver, then approaches the driver's side window of the agent's truck. As the agent was seated in his tow truck, The guy approached the driver's side door and punched the agent through the open window that was coming to pick up his, coming to repossess his vehicle. Then the guy armed himself with a handgun and shot the agent multiple times through the driver's side window. The victim was able to drive down the road, where he went into a neighboring resident who called 911. The repossession agent was airlifted to the hospital. He's in stable condition. So he survived. He survived this event. You've got these people have to be careful when you go repossess a vehicle. When you go to evict somebody, you gotta know that person. They're not happy that you're there. You gotta realize it. You are ending their world as they know it, and they're gonna be angry. That's a job I would not want to have, not at all. Leftovers are an essential part of many people's refrigerators, but there's one item you've been storing and reheating that you might want to consider ditching. A recent viral TikTok drew attention to the bacterial dangers of, guess what, reheating rice, a common activity that many were shocked could be deadly. It could be deadly. I do it all the time, reheating rice. The phenomenon is known as reheating rice or fried rice syndrome. The danger isn't really in reheating it. It's in the fact that during the time that you cooked it and the time that you're after you took it back out the refrigerator or wherever you had it, bacteria grows in leftover rice. And I did not, I save rice more than any other, maybe rice and vegetables, broccoli, stuff like that. I save rice more than anything. So it says that it's rice, leftover rice is not heat resistant. No amount of reheating, microwaving, steaming, whatever, recooking is going to save you from the bacteria that grows in rice. Rice, because it has a higher water content, is really prone to growing bacteria. So there's really a high chance that in the short time, that you, between the time you cooked it and you store it, that rice will grow these spores. All I can tell you is be careful about your rice. Don't let it sit too long. Don't let it sit too long. Donald Trump is not in office, but he's using his hold on the Republican Party. This is something I wanted to talk about this when it happened earlier this week. Listen to this. Donald Trump is telling the Republicans who were close to making a deal with the Democrats on the border. They were just hours away from a deal between the Democrats and Republicans on the border crisis and also funding for Ukraine and Israel. Donald Trump told the Republicans, do not sign the deal to secure our borders and provide funding for Ukraine and Israel, because he wants to run on that message this summer for to be reelected. You understand what's going on here? He wants to be able to blame Biden for the border crisis. When the Republicans were getting ready to sit down and vote for the Biden compromise, they were getting ready to do a deal. And Trump said to the Republicans, don't sign the deal with Biden because I want to use this against Biden this summer and talk about how bad the border is. You see why we don't need Trump in office? This is crazy. Unbelievable that Donald Trump and that the Republicans would allow Donald Trump to do this, to kill the border deal so he can use it to run on this summer. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. General Motors announced that they will delay shifts at the final at the Flint assembly plant to allow employees to watch the Detroit Lions game today. Let me read this over again. General Motors announced that they will delay shifts at the Flint assembly plant to allow employees to watch the Detroit Lions today. The Detroit Lions will play tonight at 6:30 on Fox 2. Kickoff is 6:30 at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, against the San Francisco 49ers. It's the first time since 1991 that the Lions have played in the NFC Championship. And if they win today, they are in the Super Bowl. All I know, I'm going downtown today. Mrs. Van Tool has tickets for the, which sold out in 2 hours. 30,000 people are going to be screaming next to me at Ford Field this evening to watch it on the big screens set up all over Ford Field. We're going to get downtown early because it's going to be 30,000 people in Ford Field, but there I don't know how many thousands are going to be downtown. I'm sure it's going to be gridlock. It's going to be hard to find parking. Parking spots are going to be up high, and all the bars and restaurants are going to be full. I have my Lions jersey. I'm ready to go. I'm ready. I'm ready right now to get downtown. All right. Sunday morning team, what's the weather, Kimberly Batchelor Davis?
Well, it's snowing and it's currently 35. It feels like 27. So if you guys are headed downtown, make sure that you layer up and bundle up today. Today's high is expected to be 38 degrees with the wintry mix continuing all day. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with a high of 37 and a low of 30. On Tuesday, rain and snow showers will continue with a high of 35 and a low of 33. On Wednesday, cloudy skies will keep going with a high of 40 and a low of 34. On Thursday, mostly cloudy skies will continue with a high of 43 degrees.
All right.
Thursday's going to be a great day. On Friday, mostly cloudy skies will continue with a high of 40 and a low of 25. And next Saturday, we'll have mostly sunny skies returning with a high of 36 and a low of 24. So today, expect snow showers with a high of 38 and a low of 32 this evening. And that's the weather.
Great. This is great. I'm so glad we're out of that deep freeze we had the other day.
Oh yes.
And I saw that we had this torrential rains the other night, and I don't know I'm looking at some news reports here on the Fulton County, Georgia, District Attorney Fonnie Willis. We talked about her last week, so that's why that's why I said Georgia. But Dearborn Heights, some parts of Detroit, Northville, they had a water main break. It was messy out in Northville. I know the mayor very well, and I know he's just scrambling to get that situation taken care of. But in Dearborn Heights, the streets and basements in Dearborn Heights were flooded like crazy during this last rainstorm, and some of these suburbs here are having some real problems during these rainstorms. But they had some real issues over there. But I do like the fact that the temperatures are warmer. We're out of the deep freeze. It's January 28th, and It's going to be a nice day today. I'm loving it. So thank you, Kimberly. Thanks for that information.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yes.
And go Lions.
All right. Yes. This portion of the program is brought to you by Trillion Realty and principal broker Shantae Mosby. If you're buying or selling or want to discuss decisions about a property, call Shantae at 313-566-3545. At Trillion Realty, we understand that buying or selling your home is a monumental step. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through every aspect of the home selling and home buying process, making it a smooth and exciting experience. With our years of expertise, we are committed to your satisfaction. We're here to navigate your journey with confidence. Talked to Shantae this week, and she said, I am ready to come on the show. So she's going to be coming on soon and joining us on the show. All right, let me just introduce another member of the Sunday morning team, Henrietta Ivey, community activist, home care advocate, our political analyst. Good morning, Henrietta Ivey.
Good morning, Michael. I love how you introduced. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning to Missionary Humphrey, Heidi Humphrey, and good morning to everyone in the city of Detroit on this cold day.
Yes. And Missionary was on with us last Sunday. We had a great, it was a surprise. And,
nice.
Yes. And so we have a new ad for Missionary, the home. This is the home of Missionary Hattie Humphrey, Detroit Spiritual Ambassador.
I love it. Brilliant.
Because I know some people listen and they're like, is Missionary on today? Is Missionary? And trust me, there are some people, you know, you all don't even know sometimes who's calling in. And because I can see who's calling in. and but I don't see who's listening online, but I can see who's calling in. And some people do call in to listen for Missionary Humphrey. But this is the home of Missionary Hattie Humphrey.
I love that. That's perfect. That is perfect.
I'm glad you called, Henrietta. We miss you. We know you're working hard. Sister trying to make a living. Okay, I'm just giving props to you. I know something about black women. Black women, they got us, Minister Smith. They are way out front of us. Black women got it together. They know how to hold it down. They work hard. They're the hardest working people I know. And Henrietta Ivy, you are one of those people that out here working hard, trying to do what you got to do and make a living, and be successful. And
Michael, thank you for that. And I'm glad you have shouted out the black woman, because let me tell you, we are our backbone of our communities and of our, of our black men. And when we out here working, and I want to, you know, get this misconception that black men got to do what we got to do, and we do, but it's not a prideful thing. It's a thing that's necessary, because guess
survival.
What? Every other race of women do it for, you know, to produce. It's surviving. So we are our backbones, and we are the backbones of our family, communities, and to be honest, about it, of this world. And you're right. I'm working hard, and some things coming up, and I am, you know, excited once I get the ink dried on some things. I'm definitely going to share with the Sunday morning team. But it is a labor of love. And, you know, as I said today, I was able to have some time. I was released from work last night, just, you know, early night because it was slow. I said, perfect. I can get some sleep. I can get up in the morning and get on the show and be with the team this morning. And I was excited about that. But I knew I was going to get on a little late because I had just got in from dropping off some co-workers, dropping my son off, just moving around. I've been busy since about 3 o'clock
this morning. You dropping off people already. It's 9:30. You've been people off. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Look, if I just know, I'm just keeping it real. If I had to do what you guys do, I would be, they'd have to put me in a straitjacket. I mean, to raise kids, to work two or three jobs sometimes, clean, do everything. You know, everything. You're doing everything. I know I couldn't. If I was a single father trying to raise two or three kids, my kids would be running the house. If I had to go to school too in the evenings and work two jobs, I would be in the institution right now, because I just couldn't do it. But I just really honor and praise black women for being the backbone of their homes and doing it themselves. And nobody, you know, people need to recognize and acknowledge that a little bit more. Black men have to recognize and admit that you all do work very hard. Because I just know most of us, we couldn't do it. If you walk in the house would be, the dishes be dirty. There's no clean dishes, you know. It just the children won't have no clean clothes. I mean, you know, the homework wouldn't be done. I'm just letting you know. Now, bitch,
little Bobby have an underwear from 2 weeks ago.
I know some of my brothers, my black men, they probably won't like me saying this right now, but I'm just telling the truth. I know I couldn't keep up with. I know I couldn't do that. I know I couldn't. I could not do that. It's just, I don't know. So I really.
You know what, Michael? I often say this, and I say it with pride and not with disrespect towards the black woman or any woman, but towards the black woman. When God say made in His image, we, you know, our role, He built our, the woman's role is specific by God. We naturally being the backbone, that's a natural role for women, and particularly for black women. Because if you go trace us back in history, we've always been that strong backbone. That's what held the family together. That's what held the marriages together. Though we held, you know, it holds communities together, because designed by God, we're strengthened to be able to carry loads that just come natural. It's not something we want to do because, you know, when in this time to activate, you just jump in and take care of business. And being that, you know, and being a Black woman, we know how to activate those many skills that were given to us by God. So, you know, I do this naturally. It's tiring. Yeah, it's very tiring having to do, you know, be the backbone to my family, not that my mother is not here.
It's
I have picked up extra responsibility. It is very demanding. I didn't see this coming. So, you know, I became second mom to my siblings. Like, they are relying on my advice. They're relying on my help. They're relying on my expertise. They are coming to me more than they have ever did since my mother passed away, on top of me doing all the other things I've done. Mm-hmm. So I am happy and honored that I was able to make it on the show today. And I'm like, you know what, this is my, and you know, I miss you guys like crazy. I'd be sitting back like, I want to go on the show. But when I get off the work, I'd be so dead tired. And then, you know, I still get calls from family members and community members needing things. So I have to muster up energy after a 12 or 13 hour shift. I work 16 hours a day. But when I leave the day job, I get 2 hours of sleep and go to the night job. And in between that, I do the community work and do all the other, you know, it's a lot. But I thank God, you know, and I'll say this, I have supportive people. And I must say, my Sunday morning team, you guys are giving me inspiration, because knowing that I have people that want to see me successful, and knowing that if I step away, it's no hard feelings, that takes the stress away. So I tell you, support comes in every form. And the form of having people that I know that love me and care and support me and know that, you know, she'll be back when she get, you know, when things clear up. That helps me. So, you know, sometimes people get a pink slip when they don't show up after. I'm just happy to still be part of the team, because let me tell you something, it has given me strength and people recognize that. My people that tell their work, they want, you know, they listen to the show. They are, well, give me the information, because I want to listen to the show. And, you know, at work, one of the guys said, you know, you speak so well. What do you do? And I said, well, you know, matter of fact, I'm part of a radio show called The Michael Van Tool Show. You know, and I just gave him a little piece of background of my speaking ability. He said, really? What radio station are you on? I said, well, we're formerly 99.9, but we are Blog Talk Radio now. We will eventually come back to live radio, but right now we do have a very lucrative audience that listens to us every Sunday.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier, because I've been in discussions. I've met with about two or three different providers, media companies, and we are working to go video. And we're going to do it. It's just a matter of time.
Yep.
But we enjoy your voice on the program. And during our news, we talked about one thing. I just want, as our political analyst, just want to your opinion on one thing. This past week, the Democrats and Republicans were minutes away from a border deal on the Mexican border, Israel, and Ukraine funding. Donald Trump popped up and told the Republicans, squash the deal. I don't want this deal done, because he wants to run on the fact that we have a border in crisis for his campaign this summer. How selfish, and the nerve. And this is going to blow up in his face to kill this deal. They were the Republicans and Democrats were just minutes away from signing this deal, and Donald Trump, who's not even the Republican nominee yet, he's not even president, told them, and they did what he said.
And they did that. They did it.
Why do these idiots keep doing? Donald Trump has been a proven failure in politics ever since he's been in office, from the last from the day we put him out. He has been a loser. Why do these Republicans keep going and supporting him on this stuff when he's proven to be detrimental? I'm upset.
But it's just proven to you know, when I saw that, and I was looking at some of that this morning, it was the state senator from Tennessee. I forgot her name. I don't tip on my tongue. But she mentioned in this interview that she will not sign a deal that make it legal for illegal to come across to this country. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute now. You can't, what you mean illegal? You know, y'all naming people now? I get the idea of, you know, illegal immigrants because they're not, and, you know, they're not born here. So, but the fact that Donald Trump can pull strings and he's not even in the seat. And
right.
They listen,
Biden was ready.
Clearly show.
Biden was ready to do a deal. We were ready.
Yeah, yep.
The Democrats,
he was
Biden,
ready.
We were ready to do a deal to secure the border and get funding for so we won't leave our friends around the world.
Exactly.
You know, we always get into wars and then we back out and run, cut and run and leave our friends. So there's money in this deal for Ukraine and Israel and to secure the border. And Trump killed it, told them not to support it.
Yep.
Not to support it.
Yeah, and they listened. Yep. And that can clearly show you what's going to happen if this man gets back in office.
Do they
You're
going
to have a party that's going to be solely loyal to Trump.
It's not loyal to the people.
They're loyal to him.
Right. It's not about the country. It's about loyalty to him. He really will be a dictator. He's going
to
be a dictator.
Yeah, and he wants to be
already.
The dictator.
When somebody tells you who they are, like Maya, I think Maya Angelou said it, when they tell you who they are, believe them.
Believe them. Yep.
And
I'm glad you brought that up, Michael, because I was going to tap on that this morning and talk about where are we in this presidential election year. And I was going to tap on the presidential race, Biden versus, you got the Hunter Biden story they got versus Trump in these court cases. You know, you got the race to the Michigan Senate and the candidates running in that. But I want to tap in on Donald Trump. Let's be clear. This is a man who was in court on 83 indictments. 83. If there are more, please forgive me. 83 indictments on fraud, of 19 indictments, I'm sorry, totaling $83 million in fraud and going into a courtroom where he gets the nerve because he don't like what the judge says. He walks out, throws his hands like, I don't want to hear what you got to say. Do you know how many of us would have been in contempt if we tried some mess like that?
He would have been in jail.
The fact that the judge didn't call contempt on him when he got up and walked out bothers me. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't get up in my courtroom like you running it and walk up out of here because I say something you don't like.
That's why he gave that demanded $83 million from Trump, which serves him right. He's got
to pay. I'm trying to figure out what this man has that people are so afraid of.
I know.
Like,
I know. The Republicans,
I'm just trying to figure it out.
They don't have a backbone to tell this guy no. Just tell him no.
No.
They're giving him the power. No, tell him
they're giving him
we're
power.
We're not going to kill the border deal. We're not going to try to kill Obamacare. We're not going to take money from the poor and give to the rich. They are afraid of this guy for some reason. I just don't get it.
And I wanted to tap on that for the election year. Like, you're looking at your candidate. We got people running in the race. We got Donald Trump trying to rerun again. You know, he's in and out of court. He's being an ass. Excuse my French. He's one of those candidates that if you are a true voter on either side, particularly on the Republican side, if this is somebody you're going to be voted for, we are in trouble. We have got to understand when a person shows you who they are, like you just mentioned, please believe it. Donald Trump has no good intent on running this country the way the people needed to be ran. Donald Trump is going to run this country as a business. The United States of America is Donald Trump's business card, and he's making it very clear. So to all the voters out there on the other side, please understand this is not going to benefit you. People on that Republican side who are in love with Donald Trump and think Trump is the best thing moving, black, white, blue, or green, understand he's not going to do anything for you. You're not rich enough. Let me be real clear. You're not rich enough. You do not benefit Donald Trump other than your vote. And if you give him the votes of the power to ruin this country, you're going to be part of the ruins too. As those of us who don't, we're going to be part of it too because we didn't ask for it. That's number one. Number two, we have it's this court case with the Biden versus the Trumps, and they're using these to leverage each other out. Hunter Biden's court case has nothing to do with his father because he wasn't connected to his father. That's his own personal life, his own personal cross to bear. So when I hear these Republicans talking about, we want to get Hunter Biden, and Joe Biden was part of it too. You don't have proof that Joe Biden was part of his son's sin addict. We don't have proof of that. So that should not even be a consideration when we're thinking about our presidents or people we're electing. I say stick to the story. If you're going to elect the president on what they're capable of doing for the country to make it easy for the people that live in this country. And that's going to make this world a better place everywhere. We're all one big, bowl of people all over the world. And we are part of society, of a political system that transcends to other parts, other states, and other countries and the places across the world. But you need leaders that's going to be able to lead us where we can connect and keep connected in the right way when we're talking about politics. We don't need corruption. We've seen enough of that. So we have to be mindful of these elections. And that's a strong point there because, again, Donald Trump is not a person that needs to be president anywhere in this world, nowhere. He is a self-indulging individual, and he's made that very clear, and he knows how to use people and tap into their sensitive side for his benefit, not yours. And so we have the Senate race as well. We have Hillhopper. Hillhopper is running in the race. We had Nassar, Baydoun,
yep.
Zach Burns, and Alyssa Slotkin. So I tell everybody, these are the candidates running. Please check them out. Make your decision on who you feel is best that's going to represent the Michigan State Senate in Washington. And so those are my 1 minute. Here we are in election 2024.
Great. Yes, this is going to be an interesting year. There's going to be a lot of races. The presidential primary is coming up at the end of February, and that's just the beginning here in Michigan. And there's so many people running. There's so many people running races this year. So
it's funny to have a special election going on too in District 13, which is on part of the seat where Lori Stone was the state rep, but she ran for mayor for the city of Warren, and she won that seat. Now she's part of the 54 seats we need to secure, and two of our seats have went to Kevin Coleman, who is now the new mayor of Westland, and Lori Stone, who's the new mayor of Warren. So the special election coming up on January the 30th is to elect these new House reps to keep that 54 seat where we can keep the 54-54, and that power stays in place. So for those who may live in the Detroit area, in the District 13 area, in the Warren area, and I think it's Warren, Detroit, Warren, Taylor, I believe it's Taylor, and I forgot the other city. But if you're not aware of the special election going on to reelect your new state rep in District 13, please know that election is happening this week on January the 30th, which is Tuesday.
Great. All right. Thank you, Henrietta. We appreciate that. And because we talked about Trump and all the craziness going on there, got my blood pressure up. But we do have. Thank God we've got Nurse Nikki here with us today. Selfishly healthy. Good morning, Nurse Nikki. Tell me something so I can be healthier this morning after talking about Donald Trump.
On today, to be selfishly healthy, we have to be able to take a couple of minutes for ourselves each day just to relax and meditate. There's some amazing benefits to meditation, and I know that some people feel like, it shouldn't be done based on religious beliefs and things like that. But we've got a lot of science that really backs up what happens when a person really calms down, and meditates. And it's not about clearing your entire mind of anything, but really settling in, settling down, and concentrate on the breath that gives us life. Now, when we look at meditation, the science behind it, is that it actually increases gray matter in the brain. And the gray matter is the part that contains the neurons, which directly affects and helps with the many things that we do, such as like increasing our focus, helps control our stress and anxiety, and actually increases our concentration. So when you
Well, Nurse Nikki, the Bible actually says to meditate. So I do it. You know, I meditate all the time over the years, and that has I think that's one of the reasons why that has kept me healthy, because you do have to stop and you have to get into a place where you have to calm right down. You have to calm yourself down and be quiet and begin to, you know, relax and all that. So meditation, you know, it's a good thing. You know, it's a good thing.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. There's definitely religions that will tell you not to do it, not to empty your mind. Because
I know.
So that does happen, you know. But it does help you to really learn to control emotional responses, because people have anxiety and all these high levels of stress, and that keeps our body in a state where, you know, illness develops, you know, very rapidly.
Stress.
You know, people
stress is a killer. Stress is a killer.
Yeah, and so to be selfish about it, like a lot of people feel like they don't have time. You know, say, I don't have time. And I have to remind people, you have to have time. You have to make time. And I show them how to have time, you know, because they're doing so many things for other people that they forget themselves, and then they get sick, right?
Yeah.
So I say, when you wake up in the morning, or when you go to bed, or when you're in the shower, or when you're on the toilet, when you're in the car, before you get out the car, you know, there's moments in our life where we can take 2, 3, 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be very long, but we have to give our bodies that break from stress so that it can stop and heal and be better. So that's the selfishly healthy tip that I want to talk about today, is that make time to meditate and help your body to heal by just taking a few moments for yourself despite all the business. Stress will come back. You'll get back to it, you know. But take a few moments for yourself, because that's going to help rejuvenate you and lead to your longevity.
Great. Thank you. And I agree with you 100%. That stress factor is really a good deal. And let us know, do you plan on having any more of those healthy workshops that you started doing last year? And when can we look for something this year?
I'm looking for to start back up in the spring.
Great.
So March 8th.
Well, I've been there. Listen, guys, I've been to Nurse Nikki's healthy workshops, and it is, when you leave, you will feel different. You will feel better. They have healthy snacks there. You're doing exercises. You know, I went the last time I went. Now I'm trying to figure out how I could say this. I thought I was just going to be able to just kind of sit, chill, talk, you know, like, but no, you have to do exercises and all this stuff. I couldn't wait till it was over, but it was working for me. I needed to do that, but I sure was glad when it was over, because, you know, we had to do all this stretching and bending and exercise, and I'm like, I kept looking at my watch. I'm like, ain't it over yet? You know, but I went. I had a team member with me that went with me, and they encouraged me. But Nurse Nikki, she was so polite and helpful through the process. But I was, but that just showed you how out of shape I was and everything. You know, when you go to her workshops, you know, they test you. They got, you know, they do a blood pressure test, a couple little tests there. But it is to your benefit, though. And I can't wait to go to the next one, because that's the only time I do any kind of exercising. That's the most exercising I've done in years. And I was glad when it was over. Man.
You know, I want to say to Nurse Mookie, you know, I love your commentary, and I want to eventually kind of link up with you in the future to kind of be part of a team I'm trying to build for Black women in home care. I think, matter of fact, I know that it would be a great benefit to speak to, you know, these caregivers and families about healthy choices to help, you know, keep them in good homeostasis and keep their bodies and, you know, especially people with, you know, high stress level jobs that have to carry the load of caring for a family member until they find a qualified caregiver, maybe need to hear some of these tips and stuff, because a lot of times people don't have the knowledge. They hear conversation around it, but they don't really hear it from a professional perspective. And I think, you know, I want to talk to you off record about that, just kind of see in what direction we can go in as partners to be to uplift the women who do this work and families that they work for. I think it would be a great asset to the women of the community to kind of, you know, give them a start in healthy choices and making their life a little easier when it comes to their health and, you know, longevity and stress-free days, and just kind of have some tips at hand and hear it from a professional as opposed to a conversation here and there. So I will definitely, you know, tap you up on Facebook or Messenger and have a conversation with you around, you know, what can we do together to make our community stronger and healthier.
Absolutely, absolutely. I definitely look forward to it, because caregivers, for sure, you know, they have a hard time, and a lot of times we will pass away before the people that they're taking care of. And so we have to get that information out to them to see how we can help them. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Great. I just want to mention Kay McClinton, Jerry Kay, who's been on the program a few times over the last few months. And her and I were actually working on a new sponsoring package when her dad passed this week, and I just wanted to say something on her behalf that, you know, we offer our condolences to her and her family. You know, she's got those healthy products that she was talking about, and she wanted to come back on to talk about it, and I was wondering what happened. We were in the middle of preparing for a new advertising and promotional interviews, and I see here this morning that you know, her dad was, I think it was in hospice, and he passed looks like within the last day or so. So our condolences out to Jerry K. McClinton this morning on the loss of her father. And I know she has been going back and forth to the hospital and his assisted living center, you know, to be by his side each day and to help him through this process. As a caregiver, it you know, my sister did it with my mom. She did it with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for people like that who give their time and other caregivers, and Henrietta, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That, you know, that takes a lot out of the caregiver when, you know, and I know in your case, there's a lot of people you get attached to when you're out, you know, working with them on a daily basis, and then knowing that they're in a time of transition, and then the next day they're gone. So it takes, you know, and that's why, and I know, Henrietta, that's why you spend so much time with helping these caregivers, because they are sacrificing. Because, you know, a lot of these families, the families are not, I know, because when my parents were in their assisted living center, we noticed that a lot of families did not go to visit their loved ones, or they're not even, I don't think they really love them if they ever show up, and you know, they're there by themselves. And the only people that really care about them is the caregivers.
Caregivers.
That are there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
Minister Smith. Is he, Minister Smith, you still there? He may be in service right now. I'm trying to catch him, but I see his line is still open there. Okay, let's go. Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Let me hear from the Sunday morning team this morning. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, what do you got for us?
So good morning on this snowy day. And, Michael, it's funny that you talked about physical exercise because, you know, one of the fun ways that you can exercise is dancing. And I have a news article talking all about that today. Bullying the night away produces meaningful improvements in one's body's mass and waist circumference in people who are overweight or obese, a new study found. Dancing was also seen to improve blood pressure, insulin sensitivity, physical fitness, cognitive disorders, hypertension, cardiovascular ailments, diabetes, and mental health. In other words, all the root causes of the non-communicable diseases that kill most people in the West. The researchers believe that dance will be a more ideal form of exercise because it is sustainable. It's a sociable, entertaining way of exercising that participants will enjoy rather than a drudgery that they have to push themselves through. So when you were talking about Nurse Nikki, I thought that was funny because that's exactly what this article was talking about. Dance is effective on fat loss in people overweight and obese and has a significant improvement on body composition and morphology, said Dr. Yaya. It integrates physical activity, exercise, entertainment, and sociality. Dance possesses innate advantages in fostering motivation to exercise. To get their results published in the journal Plus One, the team studied data from 646 participants who were overweight and obese across 10 different studies. They found that dance is very effective for improving body composition and showed that more creative dance types had the most pronounced body composition improvement when compared with traditional dance. Improvements were also found in overweight children and patients with Parkinson's disease.
Hmm. Wow. This is a health related show this morning.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah, definitely. The one thing, several years ago, I lost 45 pounds. I was going ballroom dancing twice a week, and I was just on the floor just being whirled around. It wasn't vigorous dancing, just step. And I literally lost 45 pounds.
Mm-hmm. And I was just going to elaborate on that. Dancing is definitely a health benefit. I used to teach dance back in high school, and as a parent, as a PTA parent, I taught it to my Girl Scout troop, and I did a talent show, but it was more like sometimes events we were getting, and we gave a little show that day at my kid's school, and I was doing on the stage, doing these jazz steps with the girls, and right after we finished that program, parents ran to me like, oh, my God, can I sign my daughter up with you? And it was so beautiful. But I say that because even now, I do it now. Every now and then I get some dancing in because it's so beneficial. You're right. It's healthy. It alleviates probably stress dance. It gives you such an euphoric feeling. So I love the fact that you highlighted that, Kim, because dance is one of those health benefits. It's truly a health benefit, and people don't know that. And I try to stay in shape through dance, like literally even now, because I don't get to the gym all the time, but I will dance around this house.
Yes.
I will, I will two-step around this house.
It's regular exercise. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, yeah.
Yeah. I just saw, I monitor the news and social media as we're on the air just so I can keep up with things and be able to share. And I just read a posting, too. Somebody said, it's priceless sometimes to be at home, at peace, and not have to do anything and go anywhere. Let me read it. It says, some people don't understand that sitting in your own house in peace, eating snacks and minding your own business is priceless. I had to, I had to click onto that one this morning, and yeah, it is true. It is true. Sometimes. Mm-hmm. All right, mm-hmm. Minister Smith, let's hear it from a male perspective. Come on now. How are you this morning, sir? We've been texting Minister Smith. You still there?
I'm not about to walk in the
room. Oh, there you go. There you go. There you go. How are
you? I'm just
going to
say it like my late father would say. Without the woman, man is nothing. Without God, none of us are nothing. So I don't. It's not. In the new season here, my face is in the face of God. So much is going on. Whatever God doesn't support, nor do I. I went to a service yesterday, and that pastor told him, he said, "Men, make your women a song. Make her a poem."
He said his wife
was a poem. He said she was a song. And ask them brothers, then you couldn't get an amen if you threw a bomb in there. But at the end of the day, a lot of brothers that I wanted getting married, that was part of my MO right there. I said, 2024. He gave me an idea for a song. So at any rate, women are the backbone of the house. My mom is 99. She's still the backbone.
99. Wow.
What a living
history. I bet you when you sit down and have a conversation with her, she can go back decades.
Uh-huh.
On what a history lesson. I love talking to older people because
they
tell you stuff that they live. It's like a living book.
Yes.
And they just tell you stuff and just you would not believe. Just imagine what we're going to be telling our younger people and around us,
mm-hmm.
as we get older, that we actually lived through the pandemic, COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the crazy mm-hmm. stuff that happened, like basically the whole world kind of shut down. And it, you know, a lot of people are not going to believe and understand how big this was. I mean, literally, we stopped going places. We had to wear a mask. We had to get vaccinations. I mean, years from now, when we tell this story, some of us are not going to realize how big this was until we start telling the story years from now. This was big.
Some of us might be here.
I'm still happy that I made it through. I don't know about y'all.
Amen.
I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
Still happy right now. And because remember when it first started and back in March of 2020, we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
We thought if you got it, you was out of here. Remember those days when it first came around? When you got it, you were gone. And a lot of people forgot them. Americans, we forget stuff real quick.
We forget so short. We forget this stuff.
Yes. And you know what? And let me see, now we're going spiritual. See, I knew I should have been careful to have Minister Smith say something. Because here we go. Look, maybe it's just me. Sometimes I hate when I make a mistake. Like, let's say I'm praying to God, you know, give me $1,000. I need $1,000. And then I get it and I forget to thank God about it. You know, I forget like a couple, you know, takes me like, I'm just being honest, keeping it real. You know, but I learned from my past mistakes, Minister Smith. I will get $1,000. I've been praying for it. And then a week after I get it, then I realize, wait a minute, oh, God answered my prayer. Let me pray and thank God for this. You know, what about the last 7 days? Listen, let me finish talking. Then the last, those last 7 days, I didn't even think to thank God for it. You know, as human beings, we forget so quick when God does something for us, and then somehow somebody has to remind us later that we should have, you know, I should have been thanking God that day right after it happened. But somehow I forgot, you know, and then I'm like, whoa, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for giving me this $1,000. And it, but what, I know he's sitting there thinking, well, what took you so long? What happened? You asked, you were praying for it every day. You only needed to pray once. You prayed for me. You prayed for $1,000 a few times every day for 2 weeks. I gave you the $1,000, and it took you a week before you realized, before you even said thank you. Let me sit down. Let me be quiet. Because I might be the only one.
No. Because I've been saying this, Michael, this year. So I wasn't here. I was still traveling when the whole Cat Williams interview came out. Mm. And I don't know if you guys have listened to it. It's 2 hours and 46 minutes.
I did.
I did too. And there were a lot of nuggets in there. But one of the nuggets that I repeat to people all the time, because we spend so much time talking about what we don't have. And Cat Williams said, I'm the richest man there is. He said, I'm not talking about my net worth, because he said, I had that on me. I hollered when he said that. But he said, whenever I wake up in the morning, I got everything I need right around me. And anything I don't have, all I got to do is ask for it because I know I'm favored.
Wow.
You just spoke into that, Michael. Yes. You just talked about praying.
Yeah.
You needed $1,000. You prayed for it. God blessed you with it. We've all done the same thing. We've had situations. Yeah. The Bible says in Psalms 121, yes, we're going to go there.
Verse 2. Okay,
my
evangelist.
My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Verse 3, he will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Hallelujah, somebody. Let me add this to the description for Kimberly Bachelor Davis.
Bachelor Davis, evangelist Kimberly Bachelor Davis. Wow. You know, but we had to go there this morning. We had to go there because God does things for us. And then, you know, and another thing, you know, I'm not perfect, Minister Smith. I know you think I am. Some other people think I'm perfect too, but I do have I have made one or two mistakes in my life.
You made more mistakes than the law. Go ahead.
I can't quite hear your line, but that's okay. I've made a couple mistakes, and one of the things is, you know, acknowledging right away that you know, God does things for you. He helps you. And then the other thing that I have to remind myself, I don't know why, is that I kind of get upset sometimes when something goes wrong. But then I have to look at the bigger picture and look like God has kept me in good health. He's provided for me and my family.
Mm-hmm.
He's given me income. He has done so many things. And I have the nerve to complain about when something little goes wrong, when God has, you know, I have a poem that I wrote about, you know, what have we done so great that God is blessing us the way he does?
Amen.
There is no, you know, it's only because of his mercy and grace. There's nothing that I did to deserve. You know, there's in the poem I talk about a little girl that got sick of AIDS in Africa during, you know, in the past. And why did she have to go through that? What did I do that was so great that I get to live this fabulous life? Why wasn't I born in the desert in Africa? Hungry, dying of disease. What was it that I did that was so great that I get to live on the west side of Detroit, have a family, house, job, work, income, all this extra, all this extra stuff.
Favor. And let's be clear, Michael. Favor.
Yes. And I have the nerve to complain about something.
Not at all.
You know, why can't I have this? Why can't I have that? Let me be quiet.
You know what, Michael? I'm glad you touched on that because I'm with Kim this morning. I had to give a couple of scriptures today as well, and this is on called Blessings and How Can God Bring Blessings to Us. And I have this little book called Touch Points for Women, but I'm going to share something in this book. This is one of my affirmation books, and, you know, I have to be reminded of all the things that God has done in my life. I look around, as I stated earlier, I have sisters that are I have a baby sister now who's going through some health crisis, and it touched my heart when she called me other. She said, Henrietta, could you show me and come over and teach me how to read and write? Now, for many years, I had my younger sisters up under me, and they, you know, they wasn't as into education as I was. I've always been a bookworm and a nerdy girl, and wanted to, you know, education has always been my thing, but it wasn't there. Now these young sisters have became women, grown women, older women, and they have no form of education, and it's hard for them. And that broke my heart when she said, you know, I don't know how much longer I got to be here before I go, you know, before I pass on. But I want to learn how to read and write before I die. And she want me to help her. And I thought that was so noble of her to want me to be the one to show her that. So I think about what you said, Michael, and I think about what Kim said in the Cat Williams interview. When you think about what the things we have now, the blessings is what how we were fortunate to be able to feed ourselves. The blessings come from what that we chose the path that we chose to sustain ourselves. It wasn't so much of us being solely doing it because that's what we wanted to do. It was what God gave us, and we followed and obeyed. And in return of being obedient, these are the things you receive, obedient. People don't understand obedience is not because I went and did something. It's because you know what's right, you know what's wrong. And when God put it on you to do certain things, you have to be charged to do that. And when you don't do the simple things of foundating yourself, and I just made that up, we all going to get older one day. And we have to have something that God put in us all. We have to activate that. And when we forfeit it, the roads are bad. It's like bad weather. If you don't put the salt down, you're going to slip and slide and crash into something. Our foundation is us being obedient to God and using and activating what he put in us to glorify him. So I want to read in Psalms 145, verse 5, it says, joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord thy God. Jeremiah 7:17 says, blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. It is, everything is about God. We have to understand what we get out of life, what we put into it, and what we activate is given by the mercy, graces of our Father, the Almighty Jehovah God. That's period. You don't get nothing in this world if you're not obedient. You do get something, but it ain't going to be what you want it to be. It's suffering from not
Look at
being
y'all.
Obedient. The suffering will happen when you're not obedient. And I see it every day in my community. I see it within my own family. I am afraid to not obey God. Let me be clear. I am very afraid. When I don't obey God, I get scared. I get real panicky,
right.
And I get back into action like, you know what, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. And I try to stay within the wings of God because I know how he has protected me. I can go on, but I'm not going to do it, but I can tell you, there's in my own life. I know that I've been protected. No one could ever convince me that I was not.
But I stick to my affirmations. I try to read my scriptures because they help me every day to confirm that God is the God of everything.
Yes, I would say Minister Smith, I'm going to credit him because as soon as I went to Minister Smith, it turned into this, you know, we grateful. But, you know, you said something, Henrietta, and I'm glad we did this. We got a few more minutes left. And I'm glad I set the show for 90 minutes today because we used up all 90 minutes. We got 10 minutes left, but mm-hmm. I do want to say this, too, that you're right. And, you know, y'all was quoting scripture and all this kind of stuff, you know, I'm not, like I said, Minister Smith, I'm not, you know, I didn't go to seminary to study the Bible
seminary.
Or nothing like that.
Seminary.
And, oh, okay. All right. Good. That. And I didn't, you know, go through all, didn't get no, you know, degree and all that stuff. Henrietta said something about, you know, being in fear. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere, one of them Bible verses says something about being, you know, fear the Lord. I think it's 1 Samuel,
mm-hmm.
actually, chapter 12, verse 24.
Why don't you read it to us?
Well, I'm not really sure if that's it, but I think it says, but be sure to fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart. Consider what
mm-hmm.
great things he has done for you. Wow. I think that just
there
sums it
go.
Up right there. You know, I'm not, you know,
right
you know, I'm not, you
mm-hmm.
know, I'm not one of these preachers, big time preachers that's out here like Minister Smith and all that stuff. But I remember some stuff that my parents said, you know, over the years. And in Samuel, it says that. And this sums up
mm-hmm.
what Henrietta was talking about. Be sure to fear the Lord and serve him faithfully
mm-hmm.
with all your heart. Consider what great things he has done for you. Man, wow. What a morning. I like to start off mornings like this. We covered a lot. But you also got to remember that there's a higher being. All this stuff didn't just happen by accident. This ain't no accident. You know, this is
so. Did you get saved today?
Oh, you still there?
Yeah, I said. Did you get saved?
Look, I've been. My parents
yeah,
were.
You stuttering.
They were ordained ministers. Okay, I've been to church.
When
so
they
many times.
With you?
I've been to church so many times.
Did
not
I
only
you,
with
you
them,
answer,
but then I went out with Missionary Hattie Humphrey for years. I just learned.
What they got to do with you?
I learned some things along the way. And I'm just sharing some of those things that I learned now that I'm a little older. I learned some things along the way, and I just want to share, you know, Minister Smith. Yeah. If I ever start a church, I want you to be my assistant pastor.
Don't do it. Nope. I'm going on this trip.
That's right.
You'll be by yourself.
That was quick. I mean, you didn't even give me a chance to get it out. I just said most people would feel honored and accept that position
yeah.
to be one of the assistant pastors of my church if I started one.
Mm-hmm. Don't you do it on this side. Just start it in your dreams, bro.
I would name you as one of my assistant pastors.
Now you would. That would be a town.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis, I'm looking at something. See, I'm telling you, I go on social media. Here she is,
uh-huh.
author, community advocate, and truth seeker.
Isn't
this an AI? Is this an AI representation?
That is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
I thought
good,
so.
So a friend of mine, she had one done. She's a fellow author. And her niece, her name is Victoria Rucker. This girl is very talented,
uh-huh.
designed that for me. So you're going to see some more images because I have a new book project that's going to be launching in a couple months. So stay tuned.
But, you know, you don't have to do that You know that. You know,
oh,
black
I know.
Women,
I know.
Black women are beautiful as they are. You're beautiful as you are. But I just stumbled on this one here. Henrietta already beat me to the punch. Henrietta's already seen it. I see. yep. Well, of course, Henrietta was nobody.
I was doing some AI pictures too, and I was like, "Oh, this is pretty cool."
Oh, I saw.
And I saw
Kills,
and I'm like, "Oh my God, this is gorgeous."
Yeah.
Thank you.
But yeah, it makes it even better. But yeah, you really don't have to. I've been checking some out. Nurse Nikki, she transforms herself sometimes. I tell you, she.
Well, that's what women do. That's why
yeah,
we're women, because we are transformable.
I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that. I look the same
every day.
No,
don't worry about it, bro.
What? I look the same every day. I wish I could, you know, switch it up and change it up. I don't know what he said. I didn't hear him, but. Nurse Nikki, I love that picture in the promo that I'm. I searched and I love that that picture that's in the promo. I shared it last night to promote this today's show. You have some great. I'm gonna tell you, y'all put you, Nurse Nikki, Henrietta, Kimberly, Latoya. Y'all be putting
mm-hmm.
stuff out there. I'm telling you, yes. That is great.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all be putting the stuff out there. Look, I'm so
marketing
excited
and branding.
Today.
That's what it's called.
Yes. I'm so I appreciate you guys. Have a good day today. I cannot wait. At around the doors open at Ford Field. I think they open at 5 or 5:30 or something like that. But we are gonna be downtown because you gotta find a place to park. It's gonna be crazy down
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm.
Minister Smith, what time you want me to come and get you? Because we're going to be partying, hanging out downtown tonight.
Not.
the bars are going to be full.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
I just wanted to know if you was coming downtown tonight. That's all. We could swim by and get you. I'm taking a group down
nah.
there to the. No, no, okay, all right. But you know what? But I'm not gonna be, you know, carrying on like some of them fools down there tonight. Now that's
yeah.
one thing I'm not gonna.
Right.
You know.
Absolutely. So you're going to enjoy the game, watch the win, and
that's
have a good
right.
time.
That's right. Minister
mm-hmm.
Smith, if you hang with me, you'll be all right.
That's true.
I don't
I'm,
think
I'm
so.
That.
I don't think so.
He's asking me about nope.
All right. Well, we're going to have a good time.
Minister Smith, he's really a safe person I hang with, like literally.
Yeah, I'm not that bad. I don't know what
mm-hmm.
you hear, Minister Smith, but I'm not that type of heathen. Okay. Wait. Oh, he must have dropped off the line.
He got quiet.
I think I cut him off by mistake. I think I cut him off by mistake. That was a mistake, Minister Smith. Didn't mean to cut
Don't
you off.
About him.
Oh, he's still there.
There he
he's
is.
Still,
he's still there.
He's,
there you go.
It didn't work. He's still. I thought I had dumped his line, but he's still there. But God bless you all. I had fun this morning. It was fun. Go Lions, and hope you have a great afternoon. God bless you guys. Thank you.
God bless everybody. Have
God
a great
bless.
Sunday.
Next Sunday. All right.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be all right. Hold your head.